are listening to The Daily American. Now here's your host, Dan the Man.
We're back with The Daily American. I want to thank all the listeners around the world. I want to welcome back my man, Rasheed. Rasheed, welcome back. All right, man. You seem like you're in a bad mood. But anyhow, we'll just carry on here. I remember we were at Pizza Hut. Let's kick us off from there.
Well, first of all, I just want these people, these listeners, to put some respect on my name. When I was in the streets, North Philly, they used to call me Triple Latte. I had people on the streets calling me the Slayer because I was most definitely Slayer.
Yeah, and you got the Slayer 1000s, or what do you call them?
Well, you know, drip. These people, they don't fuck. You know, it's hard out here, man, being a single man, man. These chicks, man, they're fucking, you know, with all these high hopes. I want a man with seven figures, and you got a bottom-line credit score coochie. You got fucking Burger King booty. Fuck, you think I'm going to fucking sit around for that? I don't even like their fries. I prefer McDonald's fries. If I could switch up and get the Whopper with cheese on a Wednesday and McDonald's fries, I'd be fucking sick.
Yeah, you gotta throw in the spicy nuggets with the sweet and sour from Wendy's.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, they be trying to get you with the pork with that little bit of shit. Get the fuck out of here. What fucking white man came up with that idea? Can't see to step they fucking game up, man. They need to start putting barbecue sauce and more of their fucking chicken wings.
I don't eat KFC that often. Yeah, I know there was this big debate about these chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
The best chicken sandwich on earth.
I was not hyped up about that shit, man. You can get a McChicken sandwich from McDonald's, and it's the same shit.
Nah, the McChicken and that. Nah, I will say that I disagree. That McChicken.
It's just a big ass crispy sandwich. It's a thigh on bread.
Yo, the McChicken.
Black people been doing that shit at every fucking cookout.
Yo, the McChicken.
When that shit came out, we weren't even amazed. We were just like, ooh, let's get it.
You can't even get a McChicken with cheese though.
You better request it. Because sometimes I get Big Mac sauce on that shit. Drip. Shit.
All right. So after, you ever had
a late night woman that you would see and shit. She was like, you know, online, and she'd be like, oh, I want to see you. I have the time with you. Shit, would you come keep me company? I'm hungry. You're like, yeah, I got you, man. Don't worry about it. I slide over to McDonald's and get a bundle box. You understand what I'm saying? And then the good part about the whole shit is that, like, I know she gonna eat good that night. But here's the thing: you gotta pop the top off that soda. Spring a little R. Kelly up in that cup. And you sit there and you eat and you watch her drip the fuck off.
Oh, God. You just mentioned R. Kelly. I'm about to lose my little bit of following.
Nah. I'm just following the recipe of black. And that's just the way she goes, man. We idolize the bad people. Name one good black person, like, I don't know, like one of those fucking singers and shit. I'd be like, man, he inspired me today to not smoke weed.
Nah, and what about MJ?
Michael Jackson?
No, Michael Jordan.
Ah, what the fuck?
Michael Jackson ain't black.
You don't even fuck with black people.
Michael Jackson ain't black.
The first thing you do if you walk up to see him, he look at your feet. If you ain't got no J's on, he like, nigga.
Yo, you're not kidding about that. What if you got the Slayer 1000?
Well, he'll fuck right against security. Because he ain't come up with the concept. And then not only that, he looks like Oprah might be brothers and sisters. I pay attention to them, and every time they look at each other, I always see their face.
Yo, he actually does look like Oprah.
He's some pudding pops. Man, I need some more drugs. This shit's wearing off, bro. I thought you should go have prostitutes.
Yeah, the unicorn's coming. Yeah, I got it on delivery.
But listen, let me tell you what was the cool thing about this shit, man. When I did mushrooms, man, because it's 60 and 8, you know, and I would go to La La Land, I would go into my happy place, go lock the door. And then, like, as soon as I do it, all I see is the fucking graduation album, me walking, talking to Kanye, and the fucking rainbow and the unicorns. And then there was a time in my life, man, that I fell in love with a midget. She looked just like J-Lo. She looked just like J-Lo, man. I wanted to knock her up so bad, but then I woke up, and I had to beat off because I was under pressure with myself. And I didn't feel like, man, I was covered in sweat. But then there was another black girl over there, and I was like, man, I could have just took her too. So I always wonder, you know, did you ever think about, like, just going to Atlanta and just taking one?
No. I did think about getting back on track. Yeah. After Pizza Hut.
Have a chick ever told you she ain't want to see you no more, and then like she telling you she got all this good shit going on, and then you just so happen to drive by her house and look in her window, and this motherfucking woman is watching TV. You are nobody, just like me. And you mad about that fucking drink? That was the best thing I did for you. Shit, you wasn't even that fucking freaky until I put the shit in your drink. Fuck. And you got two fucking, you know. And let me tell you something. Another thing I was mad about. The thing I was mad about, she wanted both fucking Big Macs, so I had to get me a medium fucking fry, and I had to have the nuggets when she was a nugget hoe. See. That's another thing, but I don't want to get into all that. Because then they start thinking that I'm bashing women. I'm not bashing women. I'm just saying, like, she's low class, I'm low class. Why can't we just make it work?
Hey, I hear you. So the bundle box was a cut.
I mean, I think that she should have just got one Big Mac and a small fry. And she could have even got the nuggets and the cheeseburgers. But no, she wanted to be, you know, oh, hi, my Diddy. I want the cheeseburgers. I want the Big Macs.
Yeah, now is this the midget joint or no?
Nah. This is actually a runner who I met online, and she was the person who did also like to ride the unicorn. And I said to her, I says, listen, I got my sticks where yours at. And she was like, oh, I already got mine. And I said, well, let's fucking fly away. What you waiting on? Let's eat these fries and fucking get out of here. It reminded me of Avatar because when I came back to. And I looked at it when I was in the bed. I was like, oh, this is shit. And I stole her fucking kid's juice and I left. I had to get the fuck out of there, man. I just wasn't, you know, because at the time, I mean, it felt right at night. Like, so I kind of feel like anything goes at the 8.
Yo, and then you rode the Chevy over to Pizza Hut, and there you were next to me doing dishes.
Oh, well, I had to start from somewhere. I started from the bottom. Now I'm hot flying right now. You know what I'm saying? You need to be looking for these sneakers. I got them in all colors. If I come out with turquoise, do y'all know? Do you know? I got burgundy about to come out. The Slayer with the glitter on it. I got turquoise coming. Slay Bay with the glitter on it. You understand what I'm saying? These hoes know. They don't know.
Yeah, man. All right, Sheena, let's get serious for a second. After Pizza Hut, talk to me.
I worked a bunch of odd jobs.
I got you.
Yeah, I worked a bunch of odd jobs. I went to school for photography, went to school for video. I did a bunch of odd jobs, just trying to make ends meet because I had to pay for the house, of course. You know, and then, of course, you know, marriage fell apart and I had to find myself. The first thing I realized, bro, and to all men that's out there, bro, this is real talk. You cannot love a woman until you love yourself first. Always respect yourself first because you are a king no matter what color you is. And if a woman try to demote you or try to make you feel less than obviously you like her more than she like you. And it's time for you to fire that bitch and get you another bitch.
Yo, that's not the realest shit ever, dude. So many people that are in my life actively right now are going through some shit like that, man. And I'm not mentioning any names, but there are a bunch of unhappy married folks out there. And, you know, I feel like a lot of the times it's you know, I'm not a fucking sexist or what have you. Yeah. But a lot of time it's the male isn't being treated as if, you know, he should be.
Yeah.
And because, it causes problems.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you what saved you, bro. Because if you would have got a fucking black woman, your life would have been fucked up. You would have been wearing a hat sideways like me in a bar complaining about life. Or you could have met one that fucking bettered you. Who's going to take that fucking chance? Or you can just meet you somebody that's not from your area, that gives a fuck about did you eat breakfast, did you eat lunch, they send you fucking carrying messages and shit like, good morning, my king, and you all like, good morning, my queen. And then you say to yourself, I might just beat off real quick.
Yeah, man. I don't think the color matters.
But let me ask you a question, though.
Sorry, I don't think it question, does, man. Go ahead.
So you ever be at work, man, sometimes, man, you might look on fucking TikTok or somewhere, man, and you be like, God damn, she's fine, and then you just run into the work bathroom and beat off real quick. I used to hate that shit, man, because I used to fucking, because I would never have no lotion like handy, so I would have to use like A&D ointment. That used to fuck me up. I used to go home with a short dick sometimes. I'd be like, fuck. But sometimes I gotta fucking get it in, because if I don't fucking let it go, somebody, I don't, you know, I feel like nobody's gonna fucking be better than I'm gonna fuck myself. I feel like sometimes you just gotta let it go. You know what I'm saying? You know?
I hear you, Sheet. So if you don't mind, disclose to us what happened in the marriage. If you don't want to talk about what we're going to talk about.
Oh, man. Well, first of all, let's just be honest, bro. I was 19, 20 years old.
Oh, you were young. You weren't ready.
I wasn't ready. But the thing is, man, like, it was my responsibility to take care of my kids. I would never want another man to take care of the kids. Thank God I still raised all my kids. I've been to every last graduation. I fucking was there for every fucking birth. I was there for everything for them, you know. I made it through the glory years, man. And I never knew, you know, how important it was to come to class trips and all that other bullshit, you know, until I got to the suburbs, man, because black parents always work. All we do is work. I knew some black people, well, not black, I knew some families, but like, they would go on vacations and shit like that, but we couldn't afford that shit. Yeah, I, together, was trying to pay for a fucking mortgage that's $1,300. Then we got two fucking cars. Then we got to feed these kids. Then they still need clothes. We still need fucking the fire stick or the fire. And then it was cable. You know, it's a lot of variations to come with having all these kids, man. And as a man, you know, I always thought, like, to myself, like, you know, I don't want to die and my kids be at my funeral bawling the fuck out because I couldn't fucking carry my own fucking responsibilities. Now my kids is grown now, so, you know, like, I have a great relationship with them and shit. And so, like, you know, we do adult stuff. So, like, when I get in, I kick it with them, we go grab some grub, and we just talk. And I'm brutally honest with them about dudes. I'm honest with them about women. I'm honest with them about my life. And they respect me more because I'm giving it to them straight. Facts. Well,
you made it past, you know, all their glory days. Your youngest is 29. You got 5 sons. I'm proud of you. However,
I got 2 sons and 3 girls.
Oh, I'm sorry. 5 children. My bad. Yeah, 3 daughters, 2 sons. Anyhow, I did want to say, you know, heard you say, you know, if you're black, you know, all you're doing is working. Now, you know, you've been to the house that I grew up in, yeah. And obviously it wasn't North Philly or anything. It was in a good suburb, but, you know, my
but
parents,
you still was in the hood, though.
So my parents didn't, you know, we didn't have shit. I didn't have a bed growing up. I slept in the closet. And we barely got by. We were paying bills growing up.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though.
But it wasn't about the black. It wasn't. Right. That's the one. I do want to make that clear. At least the way I see it. Now, I get it. You go to the city, minorities, for the most part, are going to be the higher population, and yeah, I'm sure all the families are working. But, you know, I just want to bring a little bit of, you could be white and be poor as fuck too.
Exactly. And you can meet some Caucasian people, man, and they'll be ill. They'll be just as dope as you. Wear Air Forces just like you. Drive Chevys just like you. Living your life just like you. They true because they fucking true. And you need to salute them and accept people for who the fuck they are, because when you judge people, you're missing out on who the fuck you are.
Yeah, hell yeah, I agree with that. It doesn't matter nationality.
A lot of families struggle because we fucking living in this either one parent household or two parent household, and then we have babies young, so then we have to step out the crib and fucking help raise the baby, and then me and her get into place because we don't want to rely on our parents no more, and we got all the responsibilities but not the education to fucking properly get these jobs that's paying us, thinking that we just gonna work our way up. Nope. You can be the coolest shit, and you still won't get that position unless the person got that fucking degree.
I do agree right? with that, and I would say that, you know, I can't speak on it personally, but it is tough to, if you're coming from impoverished areas, especially if you're a minority, it's tough to make it to college and then to get through it, and it's tougher. It's tougher than being your fucking suburban white kid who grew up with, you know, the silver spoon, eating porridge and shit with the 3 little bears.
but here's the thing, though, right? Let me just touch base with that, right? So, like, my pops was in and out of my life, right? You had your pop, right? He was your fucking hero, right? So, like,
no, he wasn't. But go ahead.
Okay. So, like, my thing is that, like, he was there for all of them, right? And even if he made mistakes in life, the fact that he was there and not being perfect, he was your dad. Pick up that phone and you can call him and you need him and you answer that phone. That's the main thing. So we we as people just got to be grateful for the little things sometimes because our expectations are so high. It's because we're watching everybody else live, and we like, oh, I want that, or I should start setting my standards high enough. But understand that when you do that, some people ain't ready for that change like you are. They still stuck at where they at, or maybe even feeling miserable, or maybe feeling like a failure in life sometimes, man. Like, we all have our moments of shit.
Yeah, man, I am fucking, you know, like I said earlier, when I first met you, I didn't realize how many children you have, man. I'm proud as fuck of you, to raise them and get them all past the age of 18. Now they're all adults. I mean, it's on them. And obviously, when they call you, you're there for them.
Yeah.
All right, my man, let's, if you guys want to listen next week, you guys stay tuned, man. This is my man, Rasheed. He brings a different energy to this podcast.
This is uncooked crap.
Uncooked crack. You heard it first, Rasheed, and you guys stay tuned. And Rasheed, the Daily American, always welcomes you back.